Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. In 1972, Atreya Rishi Dasa arranged for Bob Cohen, later Brahma Tirtha, and his wife to have a private darshana with Srila Prabhupada. Bob Cohen's wife had been coming to the temple for several months and she was determined that no one was going to make her chant Hare Krishna. She only went to the temple because her husband went. The devotees would say, Hare Krishna, Barbara, and she would reply, Hi. It was only her and her husband and maybe 8 or 10 sannyasis in the room that day. Bob offered prostrated obeisances and Barbara only bowed her head. Srila Prabhupada looked at her and said, So you're interested in Krishna consciousness? She didn't understand a word, he said. Everything had to be translated for her. Srila Prabhupada spoke for maybe an hour, and Barbara was impressed by him, although she didn't know exactly why. She asked Prabhupada a few questions, but was too new to really appreciate Krishna consciousness at that time. Srila Prabhupada was merciful to her. Later, he passed out rasagullas. Hold out your hand, he said to Barbara, and he placed a rasagulla in her hand. Then it was time for him to leave. Bob Cohen was going to be driving Srila Prabhupada to the airport and everyone else was leaving the room. Barbara lingered around the room until everyone was out. And then she turned to Prabhupada, folded her hands, looked at him right in the eye and went deliberately said, Hare Krishna. With an expression of welcome, Prabhupada replied, Jai. Somehow, Barbara was sure that Srila Prabhupada knew she had never willingly chanted Hare Krishna before and that this was the first time she had really chanted. This knowing and personal reciprocation seemed very wonderful to her and she at once became determined to try and become a devotee. Hare Krishna.